And tonight, the second half of our brand new segment to Travel Writers Radio with top travel agent Yvonne Verstandig of Executive Edge Travel. We ran out of time last week discussing exclusive holidays on your own private island, but Yvonne has more of these aspirational experiences in Australia and beyond, and she speaks today with Graham Kemlow.
Well, Yvonne Verstandig is now a regular expert on our show on luxury end of the holiday and the travel business. Yvonne's from Executive Edge Travel here in Melbourne. Welcome back, Yvonne.
Thanks, Graham. Now, good to be back.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Seems like you've hardly been gone. And last week we talked about a couple of terrific private islands. We're looking at the most exclusive of the exclusive here, where the stars probably don't matter. There's a million stars. But listen, there's one that has been in the news lately, and you know about it, but you haven't quite been there yet, which not many people have. However, Obama and Michelle were both there, spent a month there, and we actually had that confirmed on our show 2 weeks ago when we spoke to someone from Tahiti, Tourism Tahiti. So it's the Tetiaroa in Tahiti is Marlon Brando's, well, the late Marlon Brando's private island. And it's available. If you want to do an Obama, you can, can't you?
Yes, that's right. And you don't actually even have to be Obama to get there. You can definitely go to Tahiti. And to date, I think everyone has flocked to Bora Bora, or you have to fly into Papeete.
Yeah.
So, or Moorea, you know, they're probably the two most popular islands in the Tahitian islands. But really, this is where it comes to a whole other level. And we were talking about the private islands, and this is another one of them, and one in French Polynesia. It's the atoll, as you said, is Tetiaroa. And this is the only of the Tahitian atolls that is completely exclusive. Again, a no-fly zone, so very exclusive, and hence the likes of Obama head there.
Yep. So you fly Air Brando or something, do you?
Well, not quite. It's Air Tetiaroa.
Yeah.
So they've got a couple of aircraft, 2 8-passenger seaters, and you fly into Papeete. Unfortunately, from Australia, it's not quite so easy to get.
You overnight, don't you?
Yeah, you do have to overnight in Papeete.
But that's lovely. You know, yeah. There's lots of things you can do there.
Yes. Yeah, look, there are, but my favourite is really to get out of the main hub and to get to the island. So it's only, the beauty of it is it's only 20 minutes from Papeete by flight. So an easy overnight at the Intercon in Papeete near the airport, head back to the airport, and then the 20-minute flight over.
Is it an aircraft with floats, or does it land on a runway?
No, lands on the runway.
Okay.
So
that's good.
Yeah, so the Motu that the Brando is located on has a runway.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so you land directly on the Brando, and you've got that island to yourself. But it's not even just that. Well, it's, you know, a Motu, which is their version of the atoll is actually Tetiaroa, and it comprises of 12 little islands or Motus. So this is just one part of it.
And it looks just as gorgeous as Bora Bora, I imagine, with the beautiful blue water and green.
Definitely. It's beautiful. It doesn't have the mountains that Bora Bora have, but it's still very green. Each of the atolls are very green, and you can go and visit them. And it's much more secluded, so you don't get any jet skis passing by. There's actually no motorized water sports at all there. It's another one of the conservation islands. It's had many awards, carbon-free resort.
I saw that. It's probably one of the only LEED accredited islands.
That's right.
LEED. And that normally applies to 6-star buildings in major metropolitan locations. So they put a lot of effort into capturing carbon and all the other stuff, haven't they?
Totally. So, and you can actually, one of the tools that they do, there's a lot of, in their inclusion, in their nightly rate, they've got the tools, a daily activity that you can choose from.
Now, this island, pardon interrupting, Yvonne, this island was home to Marlon Brando, but prior to that, it was where the royals used to hang out, the Tahitian royals, is that right?
That's right, completely correct. you've done your research.
So
well.
You actually got quite a unique experience to be able to, to think. And Brando was such a physical presence, wasn't he? I imagine the ghost of Marlon is probably still wandering around there. But you've also got the whole sort of royalty of the Tahitian Islands, the Society Islands.
Very much so, and that's where they really try to preserve that Polynesian history and the culture, and you see that there. And the fact that this is the only resort in that whole atoll is really quite remarkable.
Right. And what's it cost there, Yvonne?
Yeah, their rate is around about the 3,000 euro rate per night plus your taxes.
So
3,300 euro a night. There are different times of year where they do promote stay-pay deals, what we call stay-pay deals, that you stay 3 nights, you get a 10% discount, 4 nights, 15, et cetera, five nights. Yeah, so, making a little bit more affordable, but it's definitely up there with that high price.
And again, all-inclusive, the drinks, the meal.
Totally inclusive, and in fact, even, not only do you get all the activities that I mentioned to you, you get all the meals, all the all food and beverages, so alcohol as well, as much as you want. But also you have a massage. So one bedroom villa, one massage per day, two bedroom, two massages per day, three bedroom, three massages per day.
So we think Obama's probably come away pretty well massaged.
Oh, he would be looking really good now.
And Michelle, more importantly.
Oh, yes, of course.
She would, of course, be
She's always
good.
Lovely.
Yeah, she always made an effort, didn't she? Now, what other islands can we talk about today?
Yeah, look, another one that's closer to home is Haggerston Island. So that one is actually in the northern Queensland coast. So that is actually a different type of island to the three I've mentioned.
Yeah.
It is still exclusive, but it's not exclusive in terms of luxury from a decor point of view. It's a very rustic experience, the real Robinson Crusoe. But to me, why I think this is really an exclusive island and a true getaway is the remoteness.
Right.
So it's not in the Whitsundays where there's a choice of islands to choose, to work on.
How do you get there?
You fly into Cairns.
Yep.
And then from Cairns, there's two options, depending on whether it's you're going just on your own, whether you take a connecting flight with Qantas up to Waipa. That's another hour and a half from Cairns. So that just gives you an idea how far north we're traveling.
Is Haggerston in the Gulf, is it?
It's in up near Cape York.
So on the reef side or on the reef side? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So
it sounds great.
Oh, it's really a truly unique experience because the difference to the other islands, you're actually it's more almost like a African safari where the activities as you know, a lot of the other activities on the other islands, especially the ones I've mentioned to date, have been included. But this is actually owner-owned and managed.
Oh, so you get to meet the owner.
Yeah, so Rod Turner and Anna Turner, years ago, he had a vision many years ago when he was living in New Guinea and then Cairns. And back then, he just wanted to live even more wild and more remote.
Mm.
And he was looking for an island that he could live on. And he found Haggerston Island and has since been a custodian of Haggerston Island for over 30 years. But he bought the island leasing it as that was for himself originally. And then about 23 years ago, he opened it up to tourists to come. It's much smaller. So there's only four huts there.
Mm.
And probably 70%, I think, of the guests today are repeaters.
Right.
And they usually go back and take the island for themselves.
Okay.
So that's one of my clients goes back twice a year. Once a year he's with his mates to do a fishing, because it's huge on fishing, fishing trip. And the other time he goes back with his family and will often, he's just returned and has done a three-generation trip there.
Fantastic.
So the maximum would be there's 17 beds, but really they're very picky. Anna Turner herself will actually look at the bookings as they come in and will say, no, we don't want more because we're now at 12.
Can you take kids?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely take kids. And just amazing experience. And it's really feeling true remote island life with nothing around, like the, you know, and just a lot of it is the experiences, and to me that's that part of that exclusive luxury.
Yeah, I mean the travel's great, you know, going first class or business class and staying in a nice hotel, but to do something like you're talking about is really quite beyond that, isn't it? It's an experience that take away, and I guess you can take all the photos you want and all the selfies and all the rest of it. There's probably no phone up there though, is that true?
No. Do you know what? Actually, if
I ask you a bad question,
I'm not sure. I would say not. I definitely know that there's no Wi-Fi, so you definitely are switched off.
Okay. Well, that'd be a good opportunity,
up there,
wouldn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Okay. No, definitely. And it's really getting to nature and just some of the things that you can experience. It's not just the fishing, open sea or deep sea fishing, and then through the estuaries, but also going to the mainland.
Right.
So every day, basically, you're going in his boat and heading to the mainland. And there's 100 kilometres of sand dunes off the coast.
Right.
And basically, get to the top, hike up to the top, look out down across these kilometres of sand dunes, and then board down them. Just completely way out, remote Australia experiences.
Okay. I love them all. I'd love to do them all, but obviously they're for people who have that sort of, the ability to invest that sort of money in the holiday.
That's right.
You know, and obviously there are plenty around, Yvonne, or you wouldn't be in business, and you've been in business for quite a long time.
Definitely, yes.
Now, if people want to find out more about these opportunities at the luxury end of the scale, how can they get in touch with Executive Edge Travel?
Well, they can obviously call up. We're in Melbourne, 03 9519 7777.
Yep.
Or we're on email, so leisure@executiveedge.com.au.
And Executive Edge is also, executiveedge.com.au is also the address for the website.
Graham talking to luxury travel expert Yvonne Verstandig.